So, who was Eduard Wilde? He remains one of the most prolific and influential writers in Estonian history. His works span nearly every literary genre, and to this day, he holds the title of Estonia's most productive author. But behind the literary legacy is the story of a man, a real European. Wilde was a civil society activist, a defender of human rights, a politician, an opinion leader, and a skilled diplomat. He was also a refugee, a traveler, a husband, a lover, and at times, a patient. Through his writing, we come to know not just a public figure, but the complex, deeply human life he lived. A few months after Eduard Wilde's death in 1933, the writer Arthur Rahtson stood before the Estonian Writers' Union with a heartfelt proposal. He asked that the union take steps to establish a museum in Wilde's honor, or at least dedicate a house to his memory. By then, much of Wilde's literary legacy had already been handed over to the Estonian Literary Museum by his widow, Linda Wilde. Because of this, many thought the proposal had come too late. When Estonia was later occupied by the Soviet Union, the house was repurposed as apartments for chauffeurs serving the Presidium of the Estonian Soviet Socialist Republic. Additional interior walls were added, and at least two separate apartments were created upstairs. But on August 29th, 1946, the Eduard Wilde Memorial Museum officially opened on the ground floor of this very house, all except the kitchen, where people were still living at the time. The museum expanded gradually, step by step, and by 1965, it had taken full control of the building. By then, Linda Wilde, now elderly, had generously donated all remaining furnishings and personal items that could help bring the museum to life. She also gave Wilde's personal correspondence and final manuscripts to the Estonian Literary Museum in Tartu.